Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Hope you're having a great day. It's Wednesday, hump day. Great to be almost through the week. I tell you, I was watching a lot of the reaction to the rally last night, which, of course, we took live for you. And I'm glad we did, because the attack points, which are there, are very obvious. And the attack points are going to be, don't focus on any policy specifics. Trump's a meanie pants. J.D. Vance is a weird guy. And that's going to be the election from now until November. Now, they're doing that because their policy positions, if they actually took them, would be very unpopular with the American people. So they want to just try to make this a race about personality. So you know what they're doing. They're trying to make this a race about personality. And you got all shucks, the Midwestern doofus in Tim Walz, and you got now Kamala Harris is just the person who's going to avoid any media interviews apparently whatsoever, and then focus on Meanie Pants Trump, weird J.D. Vance, and then have the American people just decide as if it's some sort of an American Idol contest, not about policy. Because if you talk about policy, Trump wins. If you talk about the record of the Biden-Harris administration, Trump wins. And they're hoping that if you talk about personality aspects of it, Trump loses. Now, they're having a big rally, and I say big because it's big for them to have more than, you know, six people at something. But that's what you're going to see from now on. You're going to see these big style rallies to try to show everybody that they're getting as much traction as Trump is. All right? Now, don't fall for this, because you know as well as I do, Democrats love to pay people to attend things. They're also, they love to pay people to be influencers. Influencers online, and they're paying people to go out there and tweet things and post videos on TikTok and Instagram, and they're paying people. And there's this whole thing about influencers who are being paid by the Harris-Walz campaign. So we'll talk about all that as well as the show goes on today. And a question which is, what about Trump's legal issues? Will there be a sentencing before the election? And if that happens, is that not going to be the ultimate form of election interference? You're damn right it will be. No question about it. Oh, in New Jersey, they want to ban gas-powered leaf blowers. So if you're a landscaper listening right now, just so you know, they're going to have they're trying to do this. So, yeah, it'll be a ban on gas-powered leaf blowers, and they want to do this by the fall. They've talked about doing this before. This is coming to a blue state everywhere. And if the Democrats get elected nationally, it'll be a national thing. They'll ban gas-powered leaf blowers, lawnmowers. They'll ban gas-powered everything. I mean, that's ultimately the goal here. And then we get into the issue of freedom of speech. So I told you how Waltz has a lot of authoritarian positions. The whole call a neighbor, rat out your neighbors, call the state hotline, rat out your neighbors during COVID. I played you the audio of that yesterday. The state set up a hotline and also a handy email, too. You could email and rat out your neighbors. It's funny, too, because I was reading some of the emails that people would write, and you know 100% of the people that sent an email or called the state hotline to rat out their neighbors, they were all rabid lefties, obviously. And some of the people were like, oh, yeah, my neighbors, I noticed a party. There were 30 people outside. This happened during COVID in a lot of different places. I remember my friends during COVID had an outdoor graduation party for their son in June of 2020, outdoors, and the cops were called on them. I mean, you know, it's the authoritarian impulses. Tim Waltz has a lot of those. And I'm going to play this as a short clip for you, but this is a great example of what I mean. You know, there's no right to free speech if the government decides that it's misinformation or hateful. So let's begin there, shall we? This is the governor a couple years ago. It's a shortcut. He was on with Joy Reid, of course, who another authoritarian who loves the idea of cracking down on the First Amendment. Cut number three.
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
There's no First Amendment protection on misinformation or hate speech. So let's unpack that, shall we? What is misinformation anyway? I mean, we know what the misinformation the government has pushed by. It's been that COVID came from an undercooked bat burger with a side of pangolin fries and a raccoon dog aioli. The Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. Vaccines stopped the spread of COVID, and on it goes. What's misinformation from our part? Well, it's whatever the government deems it is. So they love the idea of cracking down on that and saying that there's no First Amendment protections for misinformation. Of course, in order for something to be misinformation, first somebody has to decide that it is misinformation, and that would be the government. That would be a board, a Nina Jankowicz or somebody else like that, who would decide, a Ministry of Truth. And then if you go out there and you put out a message that's contrary to that, well, then you'd be spreading misinformation. Like climate change, for example. You know, if you go out there and you say climate change is not man-made, they consider that to be misinformation. And there are plenty of people who would love to see you either banned, fined, or maybe even jailed for it. And they're suing corporations under the idea that the corporations lied about climate change, just like how the big tobacco companies lied about the harm of smoking. So that's a new thing that they're doing right now. And they love that. Now, let's talk about hate speech for a moment. What is hate speech? How do you define hate speech? From the left's perspective, hate speech would be if you say that a 13-year-old girl should not be allowed to chop off her boobies. That would be hate speech, because you are making somebody feel triggered, and that's hateful, and you just have to accept him, their words, for who he is, and then not stand in the way. In fact, Tim Waltz helped Minnesota become a sanctuary state for transgender youths. So it's a very scary, dangerous idea that the First Amendment doesn't protect misinformation, that you could penalize people for spreading it, and that the First Amendment doesn't protect so-called hate speech. But again, all these things are in the eye of the beholder. This is why I'm always very, very critical of conservatives who want to see the government have more control over the internet because of the C word, children, or the other C word, China, because it's never going to work out well in our favor. It will never end well for us. It will lead to censorship, the other C word, by other C words who want to censor us. That C word being the censorati, of course, who want to censor conservative speech. And they have an arsenal of things. I mean, you go back and you listen to things that the waddler Jerry Nadler has said about what's hate speech. He's got a whole list of things he'll side off for you. I mean, a whole thing. Well, if you come out and you say that, say, kids who are identifying as transgender, that could be mental illness. That, well, that's both. That's both, in their eyes, both misinformation and hate speech. That's the double enchilada right there. You probably can't say enchilada either. That could be cultural appropriation, but you get my point. And just to show you how far this can go, let's look to our friends across the pond, shall we, the Brits? So this video, this is Steve Parkinson, the Director of Public Prosecutions of England and Wales. They have riots going on. Well, they'll round up and charge citizens who retweet any material deemed as inciting hatred. And just so you know, they've got teams of police scouring social media looking for violations of this. So I'm sure you can still rat out your neighbors, a.k.a. the style of Tim Walz in Minnesota during COVID. I'm sure you can. But they also have police that are on social media who are looking into this and looking to crack down. So you better be very, very careful. Here's from Stephen Parkinson. I just want to say he sounds very polite as he says this. Reminds me of Kevin Kline in A Fish Called Wanda. You, English, you're so polite. Cut four.
The offence of incitement to racial hatred involves publishing or distributing material which is insulting or abusive, which is intended to or likely to start racial hatred. So if you retweet that, then you're republishing that, and then potentially you're committing that offence. And we do have dedicated police officers who are scouring social media. Their job is to look for this material. And then follow up with identification arrests and so forth. So it's a really, really serious. People might think they're not doing anything harmful. They are, and the consequences will be visited upon them.
The consequences will be visited upon them. The consequences. Yes, these are how the authoritarians love to speak. Stay in your lane, people, and don't say anything the government doesn't like. That is exactly what America is going to turn into at some point. And no question about it. Canada's doing it. Little Fidel up there, he's doing it too. I mean, they love to crack down on... I'm saying that because he acts like Fidel Castro. They love to crack down on speech they don't like. They love it. And they love the idea of making you into being some sort of a criminal because you've said something that offends someone or goes against official government doctrine on anything. There was a poll recently done that said, more than half of the American people believe the First Amendment goes too far, and that First Amendment protection should not apply to misinformation and hate speech. This comes from years and years of indoctrinating our youths into believing that, yes, words are like weapons. They wound sometimes, to quote Cher, who has blocked me on Twitter, of course, and threatened to move to Canada if Donald Trump is elected president. Oh, if she could turn back time, she would make sure he wouldn't win. But I don't think she's going to be able to have the power to do that. But no, that's what they've been taught to believe. Words are like weapons. They wound sometimes. Therefore, that anyone who uses those weapons should face the consequences. The consequences. It's a scary idea. It really is. It's a very, very scary idea. But it helps protect them and their message, the left, because their message is incredibly unpopular. Walz is speaking right now. I'm not going to play it for you. We took enough of him yesterday, but he's out there yelling in his folksy Midwestern. I think they made a huge mistake not picking Josh Shapiro. I said it yesterday. I'm doubling down on it again today. I think there's a lot of Democrats who think they made a mistake not picking Josh Shapiro. There's no doubt in my mind. A big part of the reason why was because Josh Shapiro's Jewish, and I believe that firmly. And I also believe that they have they're going to regret the pick of Tim Walz because he brings nothing to the table. And as more and more of his record gets exposed, including the fact that he did not go and serve with his unit when it was called up to Iraq, he dropped out. So J.D. Vance, who today was great, he actually Air Force Two, they're doing dueling rallies today in the same area. So Air Force Two was on the runway. And J.D. Vance walked over to it to try to confront Kamala Harris. And he said, this is my future plane. That was great. But he said he'd be ashamed if he lied about his military service like Tim Walz did. This is what hopefully future Vice President J.D. Vance had to say about that. Cut seven.
What really bothers me about Tim Walz, it's not, even the positions that he's taken, though certainly he has been a far-left radical. You know what really bothers me about Tim Walz as a Marine who served his country in uniform? When the United States Marine Corps, when the United States of America asked me to go to Iraq to serve my country, I did it. I did what they asked me to do, and I did it honorably, and I'm very proud of that service. When Tim Walz was asked by his country to go to Iraq, you know what he did? He dropped out of the Army and allowed his unit to go without him, a fact that he's been criticized for aggressively by a lot of the people that he served with. I think it's shameful to prepare your unit to go to Iraq, to make a promise that you're going to follow through, and then to drop out right before you actually have to go. I also think it's dishonest. Something, again, if you guys ever get an opportunity to ask Tim Walz or Kamala Harris some questions, he made this interesting comment that the Kamala Harris campaign put out there, and I bet they're regretting they put it out there now, because he said that we, and he was making a point about gun control, he said we shouldn't allow weapons that I used in war to be on America's streets. Well, I wonder, Tim Walz, when were you ever in war? When was this, what was this weapon that you carried into war, given that you abandoned your unit right before they went to Iraq and he has not spent a day in a combat zone? What bothers me about Tim Walz is the stolen valor garbage. Do not pretend to be something that you're not. And if he wants to criticize me for getting an Ivy League education, I'm proud of the fact that my mamaw supported me, that I was able to make something of myself. I'd be ashamed if I was him and I lied about my military service like he did.
JustTheNews.com reporting that Minnesota National Guard confirms VP nominee Tim Walz was demoted, and they call into question his official bio. His official biography boasts a higher National Guard rank than he retired with after he was automatically demoted for failing to fulfill obligations of his promotion. He also bailed out of his unit before deployment in Iraq. This is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria. VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. VeneriaDental.com. JustTheNews is great. They have a lot of really, really good articles there, and they go into depth on a lot of these things, which is important to do because we live in a day and age right now of sound bites, and they take the time to actually go through it. So the Minnesota National Guard confirmed today that Governor Tim Walz, Kamala Harris's vice presidential running mate, was demoted and did not retire as a command sergeant major like he claimed for years, including on his official gubernatorial biography. While Walz temporarily held the title of command sergeant major, he retired as a master sergeant in 2005 for benefit purposes because he did not complete additional coursework at the U.S. Army Sergeant Major Academy, said Army Lieutenant Colonel Kristen Ogg, the Minnesota National Guard State Public Affairs Officer. The statement reignited a controversy that began during his 2018 election for governor, in which National Guardsmen claimed on social media and in a paid ad that Walz declined to deploy to Iraq for combat duty in 2005 and fortified his title of Command Sergeant Major. He chose to run for Congress that year. The governor's biography, published on the state's official website, says that Command Sergeant Major Walz retired from the Minnesota National Guard in 2005. At the time, he was serving as one of the highest-ranking members of the 125th Field Artillery Battalion. The Minnesota National Guard disputed his description of his final rank. Quote, Governor Tim Walz served from April 8, 1981 to May 16, 2005. Governor Walz serves in the Minnesota National Guard's 1st Battalion, 125th Field Artillery, after transferring from the Nebraska National Guard in 1996. While serving in Minnesota, his military occupational specialties were 13B, a cannon crew member who operates and maintains cannons, and 13Z, Field Artillery Senior Sergeant. In Nebraska, he served as 11Z, Infantry Senior Sergeant, and a 71L, Administrative Specialist. He held multiple positions within field artillery, such as Firing Battery Chief, Operations Sergeant, First Sergeant, and culminated his career serving as the Command Sergeant Major for the battalion. This was all said by Army Lieutenant Colonel Kristen Ogg, Minnesota National Guard State Public Affairs Officer. He retired as a master sergeant in 2005 for benefit purposes because he did not complete additional coursework at the U.S. Army Sergeant's Major Academy, according to Army Regulation 600-8-19. A soldier who does not complete the requisite coursework results is automatically demoted. Quote, the soldier must complete the U.S. Army Sergeant's Major course as a condition of his promotion. Failure to meet the condition will cause demotion per AR-600-8-19, according to the regulation. This is not the first time that Waltz's military records have come under scrutiny. During his campaign for governor in 2018, two retired senior officials in the Minnesota National Guard criticized Waltz for retiring shortly before his battalion was set for deployment to Iraq. The two retired command sergeants major in the Guard wrote in an open letter posted to Facebook that they felt it was their duty and responsibility to bring forth the truth as we know it concerning his service record. Thomas Behrens, one signer of the letter, was chosen to replace Walls. We played some of Behrens yesterday on the show for you. According to the letter, Minnesota Governor Waltz was selected in 2004 to serve as the command sergeant major of the 125th Field Artillery Battalion, and by September of that year, he was conditionally promoted to that rank. But by early 2005, his battalion was ordered to mobilize for an active duty deployment to Iraq. Shortly after, in May 2005, he quit, leaving the Field Artillery Battalion and its soldiers hanging without its senior non-commissioned officer as the battalion prepared for war. When your country calls, you're supposed to run into battle, not the other way, Behrens told the New York Post. He ran away. It's sad. He had the opportunity to serve his country and said, screw you, to the United States. That's not who I would pick to run for vice president. The office of Governor Waltz did not respond to a request for comment from Just the News. Retired U.S. Army Reserve Major General Tim Heike said that based on his experience, a command sergeant major resigning shortly before deployment would likely have a deleterious effect on the unit. The command sergeant major is the highest enlisted rank in a unit and is the key person ensuring the troops are prepared logistically, emotionally, and any other way for the mission. As a result of his abrupt retirement and breach of his conditional agreement, the authors claim that Walls was demoted to master sergeant for his retirement. Scrutiny on politicians over accusations of stolen valor are not new. More recently, a Republican candidate for Ohio faced pressure from the media over allegations he misrepresented his service record by billing himself a combat veteran, a term technically accurate, but which critics argued painted a picture that he was actively involved in combat scenarios, which was not true. In fact, he was deployed to Qatar during the war on terror in a support role. And then, of course, you remember Stolen Valor Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, one of the biggest idiots of all time, the biggest idiot serving in the U.S. Senate on the mainland. Just as a point of reference, the biggest idiot overall serving in the Senate is still, by my book, Mazie Hirono, but she is not on the mainland. She represents Hawaii, so she is the dumbest U.S. senator not on the mainland. Blumenthal, by far, on the mainland, without question. He was criticized for claiming he served in Vietnam despite no records of that service. In fact, Blumenthal obtained 5 military deferments from service between 1965 to 1970. The New York Times reported at the time he only later enrolled in the Marine Reserve and served in domestic roles. And of course, Senator John Kerry, who later became Secretary of State in the Obama administration and is now the climate czar or whatever he is, faced scrutiny from a group called Swift Boat Veterans for Truth that questioned his service record and the circumstances surrounding his Purple Hearts. The group called into question the severity of the fighting and injuries that netted him 3 Purple Hearts awarded for sustaining injuries in combat. The members of the group argued, for example, that the wound Kerry received to merit his first Purple Heart was not severe enough. But Kerry and his allies pushed back on the characterization and on. You remember that. So we'll see how this goes for Walls as time goes on. But I will tell you, I don't think the story is going to go away anytime soon. But the bigger problem, of course, is that Tim Walls is a crazy radical. Here's what J.D. Vance said when he spoke with the press in Detroit regarding Tim Walls letting rioters burn down Minneapolis. Cut number 8.
Thank you.
When Trump was at the NABJ conference, he was asked whether you'd be ready to assume the presidency on day one. And he responded by talking about how the vice president pick doesn't really impact the election outcome.
Sure.
Was that the response that you were hoping for from the former president?
Well, what the president has said, and I agree with him, is that most people are voting at the top of the ticket. Now, Tim Walz is a crazy radical, of course. He allowed rioters to burn down Minneapolis, but most people are going to be voting for Kamala Harris or for Donald Trump. I think it was a common sense observation. He said it before I was the pick. He said it after I was the pick, and I think he's absolutely right. Now, I will say that on the vice presidential issue,
It's interesting what Tim Walz says about Kamala Harris. Tim Walz is a person, again, who promoted rioters burning down the biggest city in his state. This is a guy who wants to give driver's licenses to illegal aliens. This is a guy who wants to take children away from their parents if those parents don't consent to sex changes for minors. This is a radical human being who comes from the far left wing of the Democrat Party. And what Kamala Harris is telling all of us by selecting Tim Walz is that she bends the knee to the far left of the Democrat Party. She's done it every single time in government. She's done it in who she selected as her VP nominee. And she will do it if the American people give her a promotion to President of the United States. We don't have to guess at what Kamala Harris believes. The fact that she keeps on leaning on the most far left people in the Democrat Party tells us exactly who she is and what she stands for.
All right, we got a lot to talk about today. We got tickets to give away to Politics and Pints with Donald Trump Jr. and Dom Giordano on September 12th. Scott Pressler is going to join the show a little bit later in the 4 o'clock hour. We got a busy one for you, so don't go away. 855-839-1210 is the number. I'd like to know from you if you think that Walz is going to be an asset to the ticket. You've had now almost 24 hours to digest it. You probably heard his rally last night if you were listening to the show. If not, I'm sure you've heard clips of it by now. What do you think? Is Walz going to make a difference? Did the Democrats make a mistake by selecting him? 855-839-1210. Kirk standing by ready to screen your calls. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Zioli Show, on your schedule. From Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Confronted Air Force Chew on the tarmac, So both his plane and Air Force Two, which is the official plane that carries around the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris, and he walked right up to it. Walked right up and said, hopefully it's going to be my plane in a few minutes, in a few months. And it's a little bit hard to hear. It's a little bit loud and windy, but I still think it's worth listening to. And it's also a cool visual. So I will retweet it for you as well, and you can take a look at it. But he walks up, and anyway, take a listen.
I figured I'd come by and wanted to see a good look at the plane. Hopefully it's going to be my plane in a few months. But I also thought you guys might get lonely because the vice president doesn't answer questions from reporters and hasn't for 17 days. Have they given you guys an explanation for why she won't take questions from reporters? No? Nobody? Okay, great. Well, I hope that you changed your mind because it'd be good for the American people, and I think it'd be good for you all if she actually ran a real campaign instead of one from a basement with a teleprompter. So have a good one, guys. See ya.
What would you like to hear from her?
I'd love her to answer some questions. I'd love her to just answer what she wants to do and also explain why every single position she has changed. She pretends to be a prosecutor, yet she pretends to be a tough-on-crime prosecutor, and yet here she is. On the police. She's the borders yard. That she's opened up the American southern border. This is a person who has to answer the questions from media, and it's disgraceful that she works for you guys. It's also insulting to the American people. But anyway, we're going to go do our event. I appreciate you guys being here. I wish she paid you some more attention. See ya.
That's the thing. If you don't sit down for any interviews, if you don't actually confront any questions, if you don't do any of those things, then you're running a flawless campaign, as one of the talking heads in the media has put it. Kamala Harris is running a flawless campaign. This is MSNBC's Nicole Wallace. I mean, yeah, look, I guess from the perspective of having to face no scrutiny, not having to do any interviews, pretending like you just got there, you weren't part of this disastrous administration, the media not holding you accountable for the border, the media not holding you accountable for any part you might have played in the economy, nothing. I guess from all that perspective, it's a flawless campaign. Cut number 10.
You watch the Obama campaign, and there's just something cellular about momentum and winningness. And they have this,
yes,
they have this cellular winningness going on. And you brought up the whiskey, and I think that we were all together 5.5 weeks ago covering the debate. And there was a moment, you were the first to come on the air and talk about what we actually saw, and we were unflinching, and it was brutal. I think we should be as unsparing with what we're seeing here. It is the vibe of winning. It is momentum, pure and simple. Vice President Kamala Harris isn't flawless. I don't think she would say she's flawless. She is running a flawless campaign. Yeah. She has not made one single mistake. And I think Democrats like to say, but she will. She might not.
It's a sprint.
Republicans have nominated Trump 3 times. I mean, she is running a flawless campaign. And this choice, even 8 hours ago, I think wasn't as obvious as it is now.
Flawless, because she doesn't have to answer for anything. Flawless, because she doesn't have to explain any policy positions. Flawless, because everyone in the corporate media is just giving her a pass. Bo is in Levittown. Bo, what's up, my man?
Hey, Rich. First of all, great, great bumper music. Second of all, I think Walt's really
let
himself go.
That's a compliment from DeSantis, by the way, who just, I hate to interrupt you, Bo, but this is an important point. I don't want to gloss over it. DeSantis has no taste in music, as you know. So this is a huge deal that you're praising his bumper music.
And, you know what's really upsetting is Walt let himself go after he did those Quentin Tarantino movies. I mean, talk about a guy who's 60 years old, and he's picking on J.D. Vance about allegedly wearing eyeliner. It's going to be interesting to hear how you comment on the corporate media twisting themselves in knots to say how moderate he is, and he's this and that. He's the all-around guy who will go hunting with you on the day after Thanksgiving in Bucks County, and he's going to get a rural vote. Oh, I just can't take it. And he's a big, he's a great football coach, too.
Great
we'll
football
call him coach.
Coach
Waltz.
Yeah, the best.
Coach Waltz.
The best. What's the Tarantino reference? I'm not getting it.
Oh, the actor, Christoph Waltz, he also lost his accent, too. Inglorious Bastard.
I think it's an insult to Christoph Waltz. He's got his hair.
Oh my God! Well, he lost his hair. I mean, how come these people are ugly on the inside and ugly on the outside? They talk about acceptance and accepting people for who they are, and yet he talks about J.D. Vance wearing eyeliner. And with all due respect, J.D. Vance happens to be a pretty good-looking guy, just like you, Rich, and me, even though I'm 64 years old. You have met me before, and I am no potential VP.
I think you're very handsome. I think you're very handsome, for the record, Bob.
Rich, I concur. I mean, we married well, let's face it. I mean, you know, our wives took advantage of us. They knew what they were getting into, even though they knew what they were getting into. They still married us anyway.
As we say. Outkicked our coverage. All right, brother, thank you for the call. You have a wonderful day, and always appreciate hearing from you. Lenny is in Pittman. Lenny, what's up?
Rich, I'd like to just clear up one thing about J.D. Vance or on him about something about sex with a couch. Let me tell you something. I got a recliner that's got like 64 positions. I get better results with a recliner. But, I mean,
that whole thing is made up, though. That whole couch thing is a fugazi. It's not a real story.
Obviously, Rich, you could just make stuff up and throw it out there. I mean, I don't know about you, but if this guy is going to debate an ex-Marine and you ran from your people and said, oh, no, I might get my hand cut on a jar by opening it. Did you ever notice most Democrat men aren't very manly-like? I just want to clear up something. Evidently, the hatred for Donald Trump is that bad when you can be an American. And I'm not going to get into the who said this, who does that. Way. They never address it. Go to the friggin' food store. My God, you got a bag about like cheese puffs is like $9. It's out of control, yeah. Rich.
It is. No, it is. It is. And that's why I still think the economy is going to matter a whole lot more than whether or not Tim Walz ice fishes or not. You know what I mean?
Ice fishes. You know who reminds me of? Remember Hillary had, was his name, Kane, Tim Kane?
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't very manly-like either. You know, he gave that little wave and, you know.
And they tried the same thing with him, which is that they tried to say he was America's dad and
there
all the nonsense
go.
And everything else. So
he's
you know.
Not my dad, trust me.
No, my dad's a lot
and let me tell you something. I'm 67 years old. That guy, I'll just tell you right now, that dude, I don't know what the hell he's doing with his life. He looks like he's 85.
Well, listen, buddy, I got to run. Thank you for the call, Lenny. I appreciate it. The couch story is a fugazi. So just so you know, it originates from a post on X that was attributed to Hillbilly Elegy, but it was totally made up. It's not a real story, and it was not in the book. It's just one of those things. It was just put out on social media. You might call it misinformation. It's a fugazi. There's nothing about sex with a couch. It's completely and utterly made up and attributed to that. And it's not in Hillbilly Elegy. And then even Waltz referenced it last night in his speech. I also want to mention to you, you know, you're seeing the big crowd today. Kyle Becker pointing out something important to note about this crowd in Wisconsin. The real reason, just like we all thought, Billboard's number one charting band, Bon Iver, with Justin Verno, is performing at the rally. It also happens to be the band's hometown. So this is what the new scam that they do now is they bring in big musical acts to perform for free. Because for the people that come, it's free. They don't charge. So you get to see Bon Iver. You get to see. They've done this before. I mean, if you remember in 2016, election night, I still remember it like it was yesterday. Me and my buddy Don Stenslin walking out of the studio. Back then, we were on 4th and Market. We were in afternoons. And back then, the show ended at 6, which is a normal time to end a show. And we walked out of the studio, and we walked out, and there was the old McSpringsteen, Farmer Bruce, and the EIAO band, and his fellow fake farmer, Bon Jovi, doing a free concert. Right across from Independence Hall, right there in the Constitution Center Park, whatever they call it over there. And it was huge. They had a huge crowd. But Dawn made a great observation back then. Dawn's very observant. She said, I only see white faces. It's only white people. Trump's going to win. And she was right. And, I mean, we thought Trump was going to win for a lot of other reasons, but that was just one of them. But the Democrats have been doing this scam for a long time. They bring in big-name acts, because most of these performers are are lefties. You know what I mean? So they come in, they perform for free. Megan Thee Stallion. Thank you, Matt. Yes, Megan Thee Stallion. She performed, and then as soon as she stopped performing, the crowd started to leave. And it was very awkward for them. So now you can't leave. It's like now, this is that scene in A Bronx Tale. Now yous can't leave. So if you come in, now yous got to stay. If you come in to see the act, you got to stay the whole time. So you're going to see big rallies. I told you this earlier. You're going to see big rallies from them. This is their entire point. They want to, it's optical illusion. They want to show everybody, look, we're getting the same kind of crowds Trump is. But Trump doesn't have to have musical warm-up acts in order to get a crowd. The people organically want to be at Trump rallies. Nobody wants to be at a Harris Walls rally. So they bring in big names. Today it's Bon Iver. And there'll be others because most of these musicians are lefties. Now, it doesn't mean that they don't have country singers that come out and perform for Trump. I'm saying that he doesn't need them. That's the difference. Like when we were at the RNC, there was, I forget who played. I was at Luke Combs or somebody. I forget exactly who was playing last night. I didn't go, but my buddies in the my buddies who were pretending to be in the Florida delegation went. And they said it was a lot of fun. They had a great time. But Kid Rock, yeah, but there was somebody else too, though, that performed. Do you remember who it was, Matt?
Yeah,
I got to check Steve Pacroduni. So Pacroduni went and pretended he was in the Florida delegation when he was there. He did. He was a Fugazi Florida delegate. And let's see, he went to see it. In fact, he invited me to join him that night, but we were done. We were back at the Bedbug Roach Motel by that point.
Yeah, that floor was a mess. It was no joy being down there for extended periods of time. And I can only imagine what it looked like the night that Trump spoke. Yeah, we got out of there. I think it was the right call.
Yeah, I think so too. Because otherwise, what would happen is you would have just got, you know, trampled to death. So
you really would. There was no space to do anything.
No, none whatsoever. And I can't imagine who they're going to have at the DNC. They'll probably have some good musical acts at the DNC, that's for sure. But I have no interest in seeing that either, I can tell you. At least the hotel at the DNC for now is better than the...
Don't jinx it. Don't jinx it, Rich.
I'll just zip it. Jason Aldean, that's who it was. Jason Aldean. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, if you want to weigh in to everything we are discussing today. You want to lose some weight? NJ Diets can help you lose weight. 20 to 40-plus pounds in only 40 days time. That's right. That's what NJ Diet is guaranteed to do for you. Guaranteed weight loss with NJ Diet. Just call them at 855-5-NJ-DIET or go to njdiet.com. Look, you don't want to do those shots. Those shots are banned in Europe. A lot of countries right now are saying forget about them. There's all kinds of side effects. You got to take them for the rest of your life. And NJ Diet works faster anyway. Plus, you get the doctor's personal email and phone number. They're with you every step of the way. No fugazis, you know what I mean? No fake packaged food, no surgeries, no hormones, and no shots. It's real weight loss guaranteed to work because they use your biochemistry to design supplements that help you get into the fat-burning zone. And once you're in the fat-burning zone, that's when the fat comes off and you start feeling great. And there are locations close by you in King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, or Newark, Delaware, or available live online with video consultations at njdiet.com. So get ready. What are you waiting for? I know you've been thinking about it. Stop putting it off. Do it today. Just go to njdiet.com and lose the weight for good.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. I appreciate you being here, and we got a lot to chat about, no doubt about it. Israel bracing for Iranian attacks as tensions escalate. So much to chat about, so much to get to. All right, listen. The authoritarianism with these guys, like people like Waltz and others and Kamala Harris. And yesterday I played you the clip of Kamala Harris as a prosecutor talking about how she could ruin someone's life just simply by charging them with a crime. I also went into great detail with you about what a tyrant Waltz was when he was, in fact, governor during COVID. Now, there's some good news today. One of the kooks in the squad, Cori Bush, lost her primary. But I got some crazy audio of Cori Bush to get into. We're also going to talk about a poll with Scott Presser, who's going to join the show. We're going to talk about a poll coming out of Pennsylvania that is really, really good news for Trump and for Dave McCormick's team. Trump said, you know, he's relieved it's not Josh Shapiro. He really is. He's relieved. He's thrilled it's not Josh Shapiro. I remember I said on Fox News yesterday that I'm also thrilled it's not Josh Shapiro. And I said if I was a Trump campaign, I'd be relieved. I absolutely would be relieved that it's not Josh Shapiro. Here's what Trump said to Fox and Friends this morning about this. If I can find it here. Well, he said that it's the most radical ticket in history. Let's start there. Cut number one.
That what he's doing, what he wants, if you look at his record with no walls, no security, let everybody in, he's worse than they are. You know, nobody knew how radical left she was, but he's a smarter version of her, if you want to know the truth. He's probably about the same as Bernie Sanders. He's probably more so than Bernie Sanders. She is more so than Bernie Sanders. That's got to be your guide, Bernie Sanders, and that's not a great guide. But there's never been a ticket like this. This is a ticket that would want this country to go communist immediately, if not sooner. We want no security. Mm-hmm. We want no anything. He's very heavy into transgender. Anything transgender he thinks is great. And he's not where the country is on anything.
Mr. President,
this is a shocking. Let me tell you, this is a shocking pick, and I think it's very insulting to Jewish people, and I think it's very insulting to people that want security. I think it's very insulting to anything having to do with making America great again.
It's the most radical ticket, no doubt about it. It is the most radical ticket, and it's a bad one. And I think we are all going to see very, very soon that this does nothing for them. When the polls start to come out, it's going to show us all that. All right, Scott Presser is going to join me next. We've got a lot to chat about regarding Pennsylvania. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Scioli. I appreciate you being here, and we got a lot to chat about, no doubt about it. Israel bracing for Iranian attacks as tensions escalate. So much to chat about, so much to get to. All right, listen. The authoritarianism with these guys, like people like Waltz and others, and Kamala Harris. And yesterday, I played you the clip of Kamala Harris as a prosecutor talking about how she could ruin someone's life just simply by charging them with a crime. Just simply by charging them with a crime. I also went into great detail with you about what a tyrant Waltz was when he was, in fact, governor during COVID. Now, there's some good news today. One of the kooks in the squad, Cori Bush, lost her primary. But I got some crazy audio of Cori Bush to get into. We're also going to talk about a poll with Scott Presser is going to join the show. We're going to talk about a poll coming out of Pennsylvania that is really, really good news for Trump and for Dave McCormick's team. Trump said, you know, he's relieved it's not Josh Shapiro. He really is. He's relieved. He's thrilled it's not Josh Shapiro. I remember I said on Fox News yesterday that I'm also thrilled it's not Josh Shapiro. And I said if I was the Trump campaign, I'd be relieved. I absolutely would be relieved that it's not Josh Shapiro. Here's what Trump said to Fox and Friends this morning about this, if I can find it here. Well, he said that it's the most radical ticket in history. Let's start there. Cut number one.
Doing that, what he's doing, what he wants, if you look at his record with no walls, no security, let everybody in, he's worse than they are. You know, nobody knew how radical left she was, but he's a smarter version of her, if you want to know the truth. He's probably about the same as Bernie Sanders. He's probably more so than Bernie Sanders. She is more so than Bernie Sanders. That's got to be your guide, Bernie Sanders, and that's not a great guide. But this is there's never been a ticket like this. This is a ticket that would want this country to go communist immediately, if not sooner. We want no security. Mm-hmm. We want no anything. He's very heavy into transgender. Anything transgender he thinks is great. And he's not where the country is on anything.
Mr. President,
this is a shocking. Let me tell you, this is a shocking pick, and I think it's very insulting to Jewish people, and I think it's very insulting to people that want security. I think it's very insulting to anything having to do with making America great again.
It's the most radical ticket, no doubt about it. It is the most radical ticket, and it's a bad one. And I think we are all going to see very, very soon that this does nothing for them. When the polls start to come out, it's going to show us all that. All right, Scott Presser is going to join me next. We've got a lot to chat about regarding Pennsylvania. Don't go away.
Rich Scioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.